from KQED.
Playing college football is a dream for Floyd Maxey, but the South LA teen has to get through high school first. As KPCC education reporter Kyle Stokes tells us, the circumstances of his life don't easily point him to that path.
Floyd Maxey has known since he was 8 years old that he wanted to go to college, and he's always known that that meant he would need the grades to get in. But when Floyd started high school, he stumbled. Classes got harder, and he decided to stop going.
Right there, I was like, forget school, like, forget college and stuff. Like I can't do this no more. Like, I can't be nobody that I'm not.
In his first semester, he'd skip days or weeks at a time. Floyd's dad started noticing the absences piling up, started to get on his case. And finally, one day, while Floyd was skipping class, out walking to get something to eat, his dad drove by.
And my dad saw me in his car, and I was like, dang, like, I really got caught. I mean, he just, like, started yelling at me, like, what you doing, like, out of school? You supposed to be in school.
Floyd says in that moment, something clicked.
I've been tired of, like, being in trouble, beginning bad grades and stuff like that. I mean, I want my dad to be proud of me and stuff, my family and stuff. I want to be like my sister, go to college and stuff. I don't know. It's just, I think God, like, just talked to me, touched me or something.
This semester, Floyd's missed way less school, but that's just the first step to getting back on track for college. The next order of business is his week report card.
So the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to fill this out. Remember when we did this last semester?
Eleanor Kim is sitting next to Floyd in a computer lab at his school, Locke College Prep Academy, a charter school in South L.A. Eleanor is a core member with the volunteer service organization City Year, and her job is to work with 11 freshmen who are slightly off track for their diplomas. Floyd is one of her 11. Right now, they're online looking at his grades.
So if you get an A on those, that might help bring your grade up.
Yeah, that'll be a C.
Yeah, it will definitely be a C.
Floyd is getting a B in one class, but to qualify for admission to California's four-year colleges, he needs to pass most classes with at least a C, and his report card right now has a lot of Ds, including in this class, algebra.
All right, and then Miss Ruiz. So how's Miss Ruiz's class?
Miss Ruiz, I like that class. It's like it's hard up there.
Why is it hard?
Floyd admits to talking maybe a little too much with his friends in this class.
I've been trying not to talk. And then the work be hard, so like I don't got nothing to do but talk.
So if the work is hard, what should you be doing?
You can hear Floyd's able to recognize his weaknesses. You can also hear Eleanor pushing him not to give up when things get tough. That's why he started skipping school in the first place. For 20 minutes, Eleanor asks probing questions, chides him a little, but also tells him the good news. He can bring up many of his D's by turning in missing work, retaking tests.
So you see these 69s? They're super close to a C.
And that 70 is a C.
70 is a C, so you're right there. You're literally right there. So.
In my mind, I'm convinced that he will graduate from high school, and I want him to have that same kind of mentality and mindset. So when we're talking, it's really, we will get you to college. So what are the steps that we can take to get you there?
Still, Floyd has only taken his first steps. Think about the steps still to come. Maybe taking the SAT or ACT, figuring out why he wants to go to college and what he wants to study.
The whole, the application process of trying to pick a school, trying to arrange financial aid.
University of Oregon professor David Conley has been studying the transition from high school to college since the 90s, and he says the vast majority of ninth graders, whether rich or poor, aspire to attend a four-year college. But when it comes time to take those many steps toward college, low-income students often get discouraged or assume they won't be able to pay for it. So
their aspirations go down. So by the end of high school, they're talking about maybe community college or just going to work or entering the military. So you've got this divergence of aspirations occurring over a four-year period.
It goes to show how much progress Floyd Maxey has made so far, but also how much help he'll still need to make it to college. For the California Report, I'm Kyle Stokes in Los Angeles.